Trump makes Independence Day a personal show and exposes a country that is split. Donald Trump steps into the spotlight as the nation marks a milestone. He makes the celebration his stage, turning the moment into a personal showcase and sparking debate about unity and division. The article notes security preparations and a clash with a bipartisan plan, and it shows how his approach shapes public perception of the event. The Washington celebration centered on Trump, sparking claims it was a personal show rather than unity. Trump created a new committee and clashed with the older group over control and money. Security was tight, with federal agents and anti-drone teams at the event due to threats. The plan aimed for national unity, but Trump's spotlight and a big speech dominated the program. States offered different history displays, feeding debates on how America's past should be told. Trump's centered 250th Independence celebration draws criticism over partisanship. The United States marked 250 years since its independence with a program in Washington that critics say elevated President Donald Trump above a bipartisan aim. A Trump-initiated group, Freedom 250, led portions of the schedule, while a separate, long-standing bipartisan body competed for influence. The arrangement drew scrutiny as the celebration moved from a unity message to a display seen by some as a personal showcase. Event leadership and planning official plans in Washington featured a prominent role for Trump, including a major address on the National Mall and a large fireworks finale. The president described the address as his most significant rally-like moment of the weekend. The fireworks show was planned to last about 40 minutes and to begin shortly after his speech, potentially setting a world record for length and scale. Two prominent groups shaped the program. The Biden era, bipartisan group America 250 had been steering the official commemoration since 2016, emphasizing volunteerism, student writing contests, and a national time capsule. In contrast, Freedom 250, a committee created by the president, took control of many national events, including a White House MMA event and a Pray for America campaign. The two organizations maintained separate calendars, leading to overlaps and a visible split in how the celebration was organized. The split extended to the scale of the activities. The Freedom 250 project even replaced a Smithsonian Cultural Festival planned for the National Mall with a large American State Fair experience. While Freedom 250 framed its effort as a broad, modern festival, America 250 stressed pluralism and nationwide participation, arguing for broader civic engagement. Security measures authorities prepared for heightened security around the multi-day events. The Secret Service and the FBI coordinated with other federal and local agencies to stage a robust operation that included specialized explosive detection teams, counter-sniper units, and anti-drone capabilities. Road restrictions and checkpoint plans were discussed to safeguard the National Mall, with additional emergency medical and tactical resources on standby. Public participation and controversy participation across states varied. Some Democratic-led states opted not to join the official calendar, citing budget concerns or worries about partisan programming. In many places, organizers organized their own celebrations, parades, festivals, and community meals, while other events highlighted regional histories that could be controversial or uncomfortable for some audiences. In one example from the West, a state history museum created an exhibit that presented multiple viewpoints on American history, including difficult chapters. The exhibit and similar regional programs underscored criticisms that the nationwide celebration cannot be distilled into a single, rose-colored narrative. Background and context: the planning difference traces back to a decade of preparation. Initially, the two-track approach aimed for a unified, inclusive celebration of American values. The later move by Freedom 250 to lead major events created a clearer separation from the bipartisan framework. A capsule of time and a burial planned by the Time Capsule Project, connected to America 250, were also part of discussions about how Americans would commemorate the milestone for future generations. A congressional subcommittee report criticized the shift, arguing that the president used the celebration to advance political allies, collect voter information, and promote a nationalist, religiously framed agenda. The report suggested the national anniversary had been diverted from its original, bipartisan purpose. Conclusion: the article concludes that the 250th Independence celebration became a test of national unity versus partisan leadership, revealing how a Trump-centered approach via the Freedom 250 initiative shifted the emphasis from a bipartisan commemoration to a personal showcase. Security and logistical considerations underscored the event's gravity, while critics argued the arrangement risked distorting American history and limiting broad civic participation. State and local programs offer diverse narratives, echoing concerns that how the nation chooses to tell its past can either strengthen or strain the collective identity, and that the milestone should ultimately serve inclusive civic purposes reflected by America 250. Frequently asked questions: what happened during the Independence Day 250th celebration? Trump made the day a personal show. He led the events with a committee he created, and he gave a big speech followed by fireworks. Why do critics say it was a personal show? The planning came from Trump's own group, not a bipartisan team. The focus was on Trump as the star, not on united national pride. What did Trump say about American identity at the event? He claimed American identity was under a new attack and tied it to patriotism and strong national values. How did the official plans differ from Trump's approach? The official plan aimed for unity and civic acts. Trump's plan highlighted his prominence and included extra events and a direct speech. What were the security measures like? Security was tight. More agents, anti-drone teams, checkpoints, and special preparations were in place to protect the event.